Coast Radio News for Thursday, October 1st, 2020. I'm George Henry. The air quality in Florence continues to be affected by the smoke from wildfires to the south of us. Without the presence of westerly winds, the smoke from California wildfires is drifting into Oregon and moving along the coast and up into Portland. This morning's air quality index from the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency is listed at 100 in Florence, as hazy skies replace the recent sunshine. There is hope that northwesterly winds will move into the area this evening, but they may not be strong enough to push out the haze. The California smoke differs from the smoke that we experience from the valley in that it has had time to move higher in the atmosphere, and though the smell is evident, the effects of it are not as powerful. Meteorologists from the National Weather Service say the smoke could stick around for most of the week before it is being pushed off the coast. People with respiratory issues should avoid prolonged periods outside and keep doors and windows closed. While the possibility looms of Lane County reversing back to phase one of the reopening plan due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there is still time to change the direction of the coronavirus. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health in his weekly news conference said the county is doing all they can to alert the public of the crisis and tracing the path of recent increase in cases. Yesterday, the county reported 34 more cases, bringing the total to 1,310, with 185 individuals currently considered infectious. There has also been one new reported case for the Florence area, bringing that total to 23. Lane County has continued to increase testing after recent wildfires limited their ability. Lane County also reports one new hospitalization. Davis says even though 11 seems like a low number of hospitalizations, resources are limited and additional hospitalizations could cause a strain on hospitals. He says even though we have a good supply of respirators, they are also used for procedures and medical events other than COVID-19. Statewide, the OHA is reporting 220 additional cases and four more deaths, bringing the case total to 35,509 and the death toll to 559. Washington, Marion, Lane, and Multnomah counties are the top four in new cases. OHA is also reporting an increase of 32% from last week's total number of cases. That's due mainly to an increase in testing. The positive numbers, though, remain unchanged from the previous week at 6.2%. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has brought back the Chowder Trail promotion. After deciding to strike the 3-day Wine and Chowder Fest due to concerns about gatherings in Old Town, the Chamber has revised the program as a month-long celebration of chowder. In addition, they have also updated the glass float trail with over 30 merchants around the city participating. The Chamber has chowder ballots and glass float passports available during business hours at the Chamber Visitor Center and can also be downloaded from the Chamber's website at florencechamber.com. Participating businesses will also have copies. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, October 1st, 2020.